Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a clear sky and 21 degrees. Los Angeles police say a death investigation is underway at a home owned by actor and director Rob Reiner.
Two bodies were found at the home of Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle Singer Reiner, by L.A. fire officials responding to a medical aid request on Sunday afternoon. LAPD Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton stopped short of identifying the bodies, but said they are not seeking a suspect.
So if there are any inquiries regarding the identity of the individuals that are deceased inside of the residence, that information will come from the L.A. County Coroner's Office.
Reiner, who rose to fame in the 1970s in the sitcom All in the Family, has directed some of the biggest films of the 80s and 90s, including The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, and A Few Good Men. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
At least 15 people are dead after a shooting at a Hanukkah celebration at Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia. Fox's Stephanie Bennett is in London with more about the suspects.
They say they are a father and son. The 50-year-old father once shot and killed by police. The 24-year-old son is in critical but stable condition, they say. Now, police say the father held a firearms license for several years, owning around six weapons. Police say all six were found at the scene. Police have launched Operation Shelter, deploying more than 300 officers to prevent and respond and make the community feel safer, they say. The Australian Prime Minister was asked if the government had failed the Jewish community.
We stand with them. We stand against anti-Semitism. We will do whatever is necessary to stamp it out.
Police say several improvised explosive devices were also found in one of the suspects' cars.
38 people are hospitalized. Officials say a bystander wrestled a gun away from one of the shooters. Police say a man was killed when he was ejected from his vehicle in a crash on I-235 in South Wichita Saturday night. A Highway Patrol trooper and a Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy were in the area of I-235 in Meridian when they observed a maroon Dodge Caravan traveling at a high rate of speed and driving recklessly. The Dodge Caravan subsequently collided with a Volkswagen Passat in the 3800 block of South Meridian. As a result of the collision, the Passat left the roadway and overturned. The Dodge Caravan also overturned. The victim's name has not been released. A Wichita man has been sentenced to more than 4 years in prison and owes more than $320,000 in restitution to the city of Wichita.
This comes after he stole and damaged a historic cannon from Central Riverside Park back in April. Gordon L. Pierce III told police he committed the crime to pay off a drug debt after he was robbed of $20,000 worth of methamphetamine. An affidavit said Pierce used his vehicle to get the cannon off its granite pedestal then dragged it behind his vehicle to a friend's house. He spent several hours cutting it up. The cannon was cast in Spain in 1794 and was captured in Cuba during the Spanish-American War in 1898. The United States presented the cannon to Kansas Governor W.E. Stanley, who then presented it to the city of Wichita in 1900. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council will hold a second reading at Tuesday's meeting on an ordinance passed last week.
A special election was approved for next March on a proposed 1% city sales tax increase. The council will discuss plans to redesign Douglas Avenue east of downtown from Washington to Grove. An operating agreement with Botanica is also on the agenda, along with next year's proposed outsourced pavement preservation and dirt street paving programs. They'll also look over updated plans for the First Street Bridge over the Arkansas River near Exploration Place. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Police are investigating after two people were injured in a shooting early Sunday in the 1500 block of North Erie in northeast Wichita. Officers were called to a reported disturbance involving a weapon. Two victims, a 20-year-old woman and a 26-year-old man, arrived at a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No suspect information is available. An early morning fire in Park City sent one person to a hospital. The blaze broke out shortly before 6 a.m. Sunday in the 6700 block of North Longmont. One person was hospitalized in an unknown condition for treatment for burns and smoke inhalation. One of the men on President Trump's short list to be the next Federal Reserve chair hints on how he would work with the White House in that role.
One of the two men President Trump would like to see replace Fed Chair Jerome Powell is his National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett. The president also said he would like his opinions to matter in the future when it comes to Federal Reserve decisions. On CBS Face the Nation, Hassett said he would weigh those opinions carefully.
I think he has very strong and well-founded views about what we ought to do. But in the end, the job of the Fed is to be independent and to work with the group of people that are on the Board of Governors.
The president is also considering Kevin Warsh, a former member of the Board of Governors and current economics lecturer at Stanford, to be the next Fed chair. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The holiday season hasn't been quite so merry for American shoppers.
You've probably noticed it. Almost everything costs more this holiday shopping season, from groceries to electricity to especially the items on your holiday gift list. And you're not alone. That's what roughly half of Americans told a survey by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Many say they're dipping into savings, scouring for bargains, delaying purchases and using credit cards a lot more than they have in years past. The White House disagrees, President Trump insisting there is no inflation and that the U.S. economy is booming. 68% of respondents to the survey, however, continue to say that the U.S. economy is poor. That's unchanged from last December. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
We have a traffic accident at McCormick and Meridian. You'll want to avoid that area at this time. Again, that's McCormick and Meridian. We've got a traffic accident northbound on the Kansas Turnpike, and it's pretty close to Mulvane, so it's a ways south, but it's in the northbound lane, so it's approaching Wichita. Just be aware of that. You could see a slowdown there. Right now, though, traffic volumes are still pretty light. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And on the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny, breezy, and milder today. South winds 15 to 25 and gusty. High temperature 48, which is pretty close to normal. A few clouds, south winds 5 to 10, 29 tonight. Mostly sunny and even milder on Tuesday. High temperature 54, mostly sunny and highs near 60 on Wednesday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now we have a clear sky, south wind at 16 miles per hour, 23 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, and 23 degrees is, in my mind, still kind of cold out there this morning.
Yeah, a little bit.
Wow. Had a sunny, breezy, cold day across South Central Kansas Sunday. High temperature was 29 degrees. Normal high for the day, 46. 29 for the high yesterday. Today, we're going to get up around 47 or 48. What a difference that will make. Should be a lot more pleasant than it was for much of the weekend. Today is Monday, December 15th, and it was on this date in 2021. An historic wind and fire event took place across Kansas. Winds of 80 to 100 miles per hour were reported with the higher gusts across central Kansas. These strong winds knocked down numerous power lines that helped spark several large and deadly grass fires. The most significant took place north of Hayes and south of Russell, and north of Russell, and was named the Four County Fire. Now, that fire burned around 400,000 acres and caused two fatalities. In addition, it killed thousands of cattle and burned numerous homes. That was on this date in 2021, just 4 years ago. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello,
and welcome to Steve and Ted Show number 7076. 7076.
And counting.
And counting, yes, sir. It was on this date of 171 years ago, in 1854, the first street cleaning machine was put into operation in Philadelphia.
I haven't seen one on my street since.
I see them rarely. Obviously, it wasn't empowered by any kind of a internal combustion motor. I wonder how they did it. Well, obviously, it could come some sort of horse or
a It had to be a horse or a mule. Or a bunch of kids pushing it.
Oxen who are soiling the very streets that they're cleaning up, right? Yeah. We hear a lot about Waymo, the self-driving taxi, and they've gone viral for negative reasons involving the death of a beloved San Francisco bodega cat and pulling an illegal U-turn in front of police who were unable to issue a ticket to a non-existent driver. Now, last week, the self-driving taxis are the bearer of happier news after a San Francisco woman gave birth in a Waymo. Mother was on her way to the University of California, San Francisco Medical Center Monday when she delivered inside the robo-taxi, said a Waymo spokesperson. Company said its rider support team detected unusual activity inside the vehicle and called to check on the rider as well as alert 911. So she's riding along in a Waymo and starts giving birth, and the cab called the authorities. All right, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's see here. Well, we had an interesting Friday night at downtown at the Courtyard by Marriott. We'll talk about that a little later, Ted. But I just want to say that I had a great time. I don't know about you. But
I did too.
It was a lot of fun. And
the company did a great job putting that together, and I think we all had a wonderful experience on Friday.
I'm kind of surprised at how many people showed up for it.
Why?
I don't know, but I just, you know, there were some folks that I'd known all of my life, and there were folks we'd never met before who came up and said, wanted to say how much they enjoyed our show. It was a great evening, and we'll have to do it again next Friday. No, we won't do that.
It was our big send-off.
Our big send-off.
For you. After 55 years in the business, kind of an official public send-off on Friday.
Yeah, so the countdown is
on the air for an hour.
And then
the line to meet and greet with you with pretty much the whole 6 o'clock hour.
Well, as I said, I had a great time. I appreciate all the help that we got from Jad and Tony and
Tommy. And
Tommy.
And Zeb. Zeb did a lot of work.
Zeb was working down there. Yeah, going crazy. Well, today's, I was going to say a stray of the day from the Kansas Humane Society.
Uh-huh.
Don't have one.
Oh.
I'm sure they've got plenty over there. Go and find one. There you go. Here's something we have. Holiday season and Taco Bell celebrating with something special for you. And each Friday we'll be at a Taco Bell here for the next couple of weeks. Randomly selecting the winner of $98 in Christmas cash could be you. From Taco Bell, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I was at 21st and Ridge Friday, and Chloe was the young woman's name.
Very nice.
Very happy to get that $98.
I'll bet.
This Friday, I'm going to be in the 11,000 block of East Kellogg Drive, the one way out east there. And I'll be there in the noon hour with $98 in cash. Merry Christmas from Taco Bell. and KNSS.
Yeah, make your plans. Hit that drive-through on Friday for the lunch.
Could be you.
Might be the big winner.
There you go. 6:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right, we had pro football action yesterday. Of course, the Kansas City Chiefs in action at home, hosting the Los Angeles Chargers in division play. And in a season that has gone off the rails for the Chiefs, yesterday was just more of the same. Of course, the Chiefs started the year with those two losses. And then they kind of got things going. They won 5 out of 6. Now the Chiefs have lost 5 out of 6. And late in the game, the thing you never want to see happen, happened. Mitch Holtis had the call. Of course, he was right here on KNSS.
Chiefs will be under center on first down with Kareem Hunt behind Mahomes. They fake to him. Mahomes off play action. Moving to the right, he'll throw it late. A flag thrown on the play, and it's incomplete. Mahomes is hurt. Mahomes is grabbing his leg. He's hurt. Mahomes taking a shot at the end of that play and is grabbing his leg.
Offense number 72, 10-yard penalty, first down.
And Chu Kuebuka Godrick called for the hold. So this is going to be first and 20.
Kansas City has charged a timeout for the injury inside 2 minutes. Their first of the half.
Well,
not too serious.
Gardner Minshew is going to have to get ready to go and try to win this game. At 1:53 to go in the game, and the Chiefs with first and 20 at their own 44-yard line. And the Chiefs, three-time Super Bowl MVP, two-time NFL MVP, six-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro, 17 playoff wins, is down and injured and appears seriously right in front of the Chiefs bench. He is up now on his backside, but he's in a lot of pain as we view it through our binoculars. So the Chiefs down 16-13, and now their quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, is limping.
Yeah, it was not good. He immediately started grabbing his left knee after he went down on that play. It looks like Mahomes has a torn ACL in his left knee. And usually when guys suffer that, they're out anywhere from 6 to 11 months.
Yeah, so, he's not going to be back.
So best case scenario, maybe sometime in the summer he'll be ready to go. Worst case, maybe he'll be ready by Thanksgiving next year.
No,
undergoing surgery. And, the Chargers won that game 16-13, and we can go through the list of things that have all come to an end. Last time the Chiefs missed the playoffs was 11 years ago. They will not go this year. 7 straight years in the conference title game, that's over. 10 straight years winning the division, that's over. And the Chiefs will miss the playoffs for the first time in the Patrick Mahomes era. And boy, the second half, the Chiefs offense, nothing. 3-and-out punt, 3-and-out punt, interception, interception. That was their 4 drives in the second half. 0 points. Chiefs blew a 10-point lead, and the Chargers won it 16-13. Chiefs are now 6-and-8, and they've lost 3 in a row. Still have 3 more games to go in the regular season. Former Chiefs head coach Paul Wiggin has passed away at the age of 91. Who was the first coach, of course, in Chiefs franchise history was Hank Stram. Somebody had to take over for Hank Stram. Not a good position to be in. It was Paul Wiggin. He took over for the Chiefs in 75 and only went 11-24 in 2.5 years and was fired during the 77 season. The second ever head coach for the Chiefs, Paul Wiggin, has passed at the age of 91. College women's basketball wins yesterday for Kansas State and Kansas. The Kansas State women go on the road up to Omaha and beat Creighton 75-71. Non-conference finale for the K-State ladies, who are now 7-6. They've won 2 of their last 3. And the KU women win at home in Allen Fieldhouse, as they always do. They beat Denver 77-38. KU ladies are 9-2, undefeated at home, 6-0. The junior from Andover Central, Brittany Harshaw, came off the bench, had 4 points, and got a steal. As the Jayhawks, the KU women are now 9-2 on the season. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. While everyone is in town, make WBC your unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. More than 15 different beers, a Christmas cocktail list, and pizzas everyone will love. And that makes Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. New blood pressure guidelines. That's on the way with Steve at the end of the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Monday morning, 23 degrees. Legendary Hollywood filmmaker and actor Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle have been found dead in their Los Angeles home. Authorities are investigating the incident as an apparent homicide, in fact, a double homicide, after police and firefighters were called to the couple's house Sunday afternoon. It looks like a stabbing could have been by a relative. Reiner is known for directing classic films, including The Princess Bride, This is Spinal Tap, When Harry Met Sally, Misery, and A Few Good Men.
A man has died after a shooting near Dodge City.
Just before 5:50 Saturday night, Ford County deputies, Dodge City police officers, and Ford County EMS were dispatched to a home north of Dodge City for a report of a person shot. Sheriff Bill Carr says when officers arrived, they found a man dead in an interior room. The other occupants of the home were taken in for questioning. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And no names have been released on that. A teenager died Saturday morning in a single-vehicle rollover crash in Cherokee County in southeast Kansas. The Highway Patrol says 19-year-old Meredith Wagner of Columbus, Kansas, was driving west on U.S. 400 east of Baxter Springs when her vehicle left the road. She overcorrected, drove the car off the other side of the road, and the vehicle overturned. She was ejected. Wagner died at the scene.
Back in January of this year, Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab announced he was seeking the Republican nomination for Kansas governor in 2026. Schwab was asked what he would do in his first 100 days in office if he wins the election.
I tell every agency, you either modernize, reduce spending, or both. If you're going to increase spending, it better be to modernize your agency so you can spend less going forward. The next generation cannot afford the current state government.
Scott Schwab was a guest last evening on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
New York police are increasing security as Hanukkah celebrations begin, as more is learned about the terror attack in Australia that killed at least 15 people.
Tragedy during a Hanukkah event at Sydney, Australia's Bondi Beach is resonating in cities around the world. In New York City, NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch said even as no known city threats exist, security will be stepped up.
Around Hanukkah-related events, menorah lightings, and Jewish houses of worship across all five boroughs.
Tisch said the increased presence will range from uniformed patrols to bomb squad teams if warranted. In addition, she said security will increase around the city's college campuses in the wake of the deadly shooting Saturday at Brown University in Rhode Island. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Some infectious disease experts say there might be a way to lower your chances of getting sick from a holiday air trip.
Chances are you may have picked up a bug or felt a little blah after taking a flight. It's no secret that packed airports and planes are breeding grounds for illnesses. But is there a specific spot inside a plane's cabin that might cut the chances of contracting a bug? WebMD's Dr. Neha Pathak suggests that if you can, grab a window seat as far away from the bathrooms as possible. That, she says, will have fewer people brushing past you and fewer close contacts. She also suggests turning on an overhead air vent and sanitizing hands frequently. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny, breezy, and milder today. South winds 15 to 25 and gusty. High temperature 48, which is pretty close to normal. A few clouds, south winds 5 to 10, 29 tonight. Mostly sunny and even milder on Tuesday. High temperature 54, mostly sunny and highs near 60 on Wednesday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky, south wind at 16 miles per hour. 23 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Ted, did you hear that? 60 degrees later this week.
I know.
After that crummy weekend.
After a cold weekend.
Wow.
We good. Yeah, and I saw somebody, I think it was K-Witch last night, looked ahead for the next 2 weeks. Mostly temperatures in the 50s and once in a while 60s.
Going into Christmas.
To end the year, yeah. So.
Wow.
How about that?
Today's stray of the day from the Kansas Humane Society is SWEG, SWEG, big dog. You know, we're teaming up with the Kansas Humane Society to help local pets. This season, KHS has a list of items they are requesting, and you can see the full list and today's featured pet on our Facebook page. Thanks to XY and 316 Pet Supplies for supporting the 12 strays of Christmas. Get it?
Yeah.
12 strays, not 12 days.
Exactly. So check out that doggy. If you don't want swag, maybe you'll find some other doggy or kitty you might like to adopt.
Even if you don't adopt, they could always use items that the Kansas Humane Society, they could always use a donation.
Mm-hmm. A good chewy toy for Christmas. All dogs like that, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay, very good. Today is the 15th day of December. On this date 135 years ago, excuse me, in 1890, the legendary Sioux Indian leader Sitting Bull, who was about 60 years old, was shot to death on a South Dakota reservation by Indian police sent to arrest him by federal agents. Of course, it was the guy who engineered the Battle of Little Bighorn, a very respected chief among the Sioux. And I don't know. They had their reasons, I guess, for killing him, but maybe it was revenge for that thing that happened to Custer. I don't know. I haven't done enough. I've studied it, but I haven't really gotten to the reason why they did it. Anyway, here you go, Ted. Here's our lucky person for the day. California woman scored a $1 million top prize from a California lottery scratch-off ticket just one day before her birthday. How about that for a birthday? Latrice Presentine told California lottery officials Sweet Time Donuts on East Compton Boulevard in Compton is her preferred spot to buy tickets. Presentine said her plans for the money include paying off some debt, purchasing a car, and putting a down payment on a house. Apparently she doesn't own a home. And this will be a chance for her to get one.
Well, it's pretty much what everybody has to do now to afford a house to win the lottery.
Yeah. Powerball, you might have enough. Then maybe not. Let's see here. Oh, I wanted to say hello to a listener, Ted. And I don't know much about the listener, but on our Friday night when we were doing our retirement party down at the courtyard by Marriott. By the way, what a great room that is for that
fantastic
kind of
space. The atrium, kind of the lower atrium there. Yeah.
Anyway, I ran into Greg Gann, who is with Sedgwick County. He's the IT guy over there. One of them, if not the top guy. And Greg and I used to work together in radio. He says, you know, Mac, he says, there's a guy named Royce. He's a big, big Steve and Ted listener. And he works at Via Christi. And he's does physical PT, physical, what do they call it?
Physical therapy?
Therapy. I don't know. And he's over there doing that. He's listening to Steve and Ted every morning.
Oh, very good.
So there you go. That's all I know. I say, Royce, thanks for listening.
Hello, Royce. Yeah, thank you
Be
for
careful
listening.
Over there. Don't, bend somebody's leg the wrong way or something. That could be a tragedy. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Friday, the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures trade didn't close on the negative side with triple-digit losses. The profit-taking likely pulled prices lower. The weekly cash cattle movement in the five-area feed yards last week was the largest since the week ending May the 2nd. Cash in Kansas is at $230, in Nebraska $228.25. Lean hogs made new highs for the move and closed positive. And Friday of this week is the monthly cattle on feed report. At the close, Feb live cattle, $1.40 lower, $229.55. January feeders down $4.30 at $339.10. And Feb lean hogs, 35 cents higher, $84.52. Now, despite another soybean and corn flash sale Friday morning, the soy complex, cotton, corn, and wheat futures all closed negative. Now, today is the NOPA soybean crush report, and last week we saw March KC wheat lose 13 cents. March corn lost 4 cents. January soybeans lost 29 cents for the week. And overnight, the wheat, corn, and soybean futures traded below last week's lows. At the moment, March Kansas City wheat down 4.5 cents at 513.5. March corn down a quarter of a penny at 440.5. January beans a penny and a half higher at 10.78¼. January crude oil trading 32 cents lower at 57.12. February gold up $51 at $4,379.40. December S&P, 31 points higher at 6,862. March dollar index down 14 cents at $97.88. And December Dow futures, 213 points higher at 48,687. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hey, Tom, we missed you at the Friday night retirement celebration there, but I know you probably had something else to do on a Friday afternoon, but you've been a pretty big part of the show, and I have my work here, so. I'd just say thank you for what you've done over the past, 20 years or so. When did you start with us, Tom?
I think it was 2005.
Wow. Okay.
April of 2005.
All right. Well, thanks for all you've done for us over the years, and hope your wife's getting better. She's getting up and around now?
She's doing a lot better. She can go up and down the stairs now. Still fighting a little bit of pain, but that's getting to be less and less. And she sure appreciates you checking in on her all the time. And that's one reason why we didn't show up Friday, just because sometimes it gets to be quite an effort to go out and do things and get back and everything. Other than that, we would have been there to see you.
Absolutely. I understand. Well, listen, thanks again for the sentiment, because I know darn well you were thinking about me, right?
You bet. Every moment I think about you, Steve.
bless your heart. Right. Thank you, Tom. We'll check with you tomorrow morning. KNSS News Time now at 6:41 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker on this Monday morning. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 6:45. Still cool this morning. It's just 23 degrees. And we're coming to go on 6:46 this morning. Three big things.
Three.
Chiefs eliminated from the playoffs after 16-13 loss to the Chargers. Mahomes out for the season. Torn ACL in left knee.
Two.
15 people dead, 38 wounded after a mass shooting at a beach in Australia.
One.
Actor-director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle found dead in their California home. Apparently stabbed by a relative. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic volumes are getting heavier out there, starting to see more on the traffic cameras. The good news is, earlier this morning, we had a traffic accident on the turnpike. Looks like it's all clear there. Good news is those traffic volumes are picking up. Continue to avoid the area around an injury traffic accident at McCormick and Meridian. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and much warmer today with a high of 47 degrees. Yesterday's high was 29. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low, 29. Then on Tuesday, mostly sunny. Warmer tomorrow with a high of 53 degrees. Now a clear sky, south wind at 16 miles per hour. 23 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Brian Walsh is currently on trial for being suspected of killing his wife, Anna Walsh.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. It's in the hands of a jury.
Anna Walsh is dead because he murdered her. And he intended her death.
The assistant Norfolk County DA telling the court in closing arguments that Massachusetts' Brian Walsh should be convicted of murder of Anna, who disappeared nearly 2 years ago. Prior to the start of trial, Walsh pleaded guilty to misleading police and dismembering his wife. Defense attorney Larry Tipton says those guilty pleas and the evidence presented proving that does not mean Walsh murdered Anna.
There is no proof in all of the evidence that you have heard and been presented that he ever once thought about harming the woman he loved.
If convicted of first-degree murder, Walsh faces life in prison without parole. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
A down close on Wall Street Friday, but Boeing stock went up.
Stocks finishing lower with the tech-heavy Nasdaq leading the charge as investors rotate away from tech as Broadcom and Oracle fueled concerns about an AI bubble. Chipmaker Broadcom followed Oracle in delivering earnings that left Wall Street wanting more. Its stock plunged over 12% despite its quarterly earnings beat. The company did warn of slimmer future margins, causing renewed concerns about the profitability of AI investments. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished lower, with tech the worst performer, while consumer staples gained. The Dow winners: McDonald's, Boeing, and United Health; the Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Nvidia. The Dow down 246 points, the Nasdaq lower by 399, S&P 500 down 74. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:49 on a Monday morning with Steve and Ted. It is time for our business update this morning. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. We're talking today about Medicare's evil friend, Irma. Yeah, I'm going to tell you about this. Medicare premiums change every year, but for many retirees, the real surprise comes from Medicare's evil friend, Irma, the income-related monthly adjustment amount. Now, Irma is added a surcharge for Medicare Part B and Part D based upon your income from 2 years earlier. In 2026, Medicare used your 2024 tax return to determine your higher premiums. The standard Part B premium for 2026 is $202.90 for next year. Now, that's the base for every Part B enrollee. If your income exceeds Medicare's thresholds, Irma increases your monthly premiums significantly. Now, here are Irma numbers for single filers that are added to the base premium of $202. First of all, Irma for Parts B and D kick in when modified adjusted gross income is between $109,000 and $137,000. Part D Irma is $1,450 a month, and Part B is $8,120. Now, if you make from $137,000 to $171,000, it's $203.37 for Part D. Now, the tiers stop at $499,000 in income. At that level, Medicare beneficiaries will pay $487 more for Part B and $91 more for drug coverage. Bottom line, $781 total for the same coverage someone making less than $100,000 would pay. Part D works similarly. Your plan's premium is still your plan's premium, but Irma adds another $91 on top of that. Now, Irma, they say, is not a penalty. Irma calls it Medicare's cost-sharing structure for higher earners. I call it a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bonus for being financially successful. A single year of elevated income, like selling a property, taking large capital gains, or converting your Roth, can trigger it for 1 year. If your income has dropped because of a life-changing event that lowered your income, retirement, divorce, death of a spouse, or loss of income-producing property, you can ask Social Security to recalculate your IRMA. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Hey, listen, thanks for coming out Friday night to the retirement celebration for my retirement. It was nice to have you there.
It was great. It was great. A lot of great people. I talked to a number of listeners who are regular. I had a couple of my clients were out there actually that listen regularly to Steve and Ted and you well deserved honor. I'm a little disappointed though. I talked to Tony first. And he said, sure, go ahead. And I bought you a beer.
Yeah.
And you didn't even touch it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I was but you know what? That tells me you are the consummate professional.
Well, what do you want me to drink a couple of beers and get loaded or fall down or something?
That would have been fun.
That's for sure. I'm sorry. First of all, it's not my brand, or I would have sucked it down probably.
Oh, well, you know, I'm going to blame Brian Fry for that, because I was up at the bar and he was up there with me, you know, the former city council member, good friend of mine. And I said, well, what do you think Mac drinks? And I said, probably a Miller Lite. He said, no, he's a Coors Light guy. So I bought you a Coors Light. What is your brand?
Not light. That's for sure. That's not beer. That's water. So I don't drink.
Anyway,
I hate to be a snob, but Brian Fry was there.
Yes,
he was.
Yeah. Did he have on his Wichita suit? No? Okay.
No, he didn't have one of his suits on, but he's got a great collection of Christmas suits when he's ringing bells, and he's got his Wichita suits and all that stuff. So it's great. He's definitely an advocate for this town. So.
Yeah, I know. I wish he'd have come over and said hello or something. If somebody like him was out there, I would have behaved myself a little differently, probably.
Well, it was a great tribute, and it really was fun to be there and really enjoyed seeing everybody, and thanks for having me up on the radio for a minute there, and was able to give you some accolades, and it was a great event.
Well, thank you for being there and for all those nice words. I appreciate it. And I also got to promote for all those people there that they ought to check out Monster in the Closet sometime. If they want to see a really good film.
If they want to see a really good film, I can suggest a few. Yeah.
Thank you.
Starring Donald Grant.
Yeah, starring Donald Grant. Okay.
Exactly.
Swirled with frosting, covered in sprinkles, dipped in ganache, or drizzled with chocolate, cupcakes are a one-of-a-kind dessert that are whimsically versatile for any occasion. That's what it says right here. Today is National Cupcake Day. You got a favorite? You got a favorite? Of course, I like the blueberry, but I also like a...
Well, that sounds like a muffin to me, but...
What's the difference between a...
What it is.
What's the difference between a cup and a cupcake and a muffin, Ted? Any idea?
Look it up.
Oh, okay. Guess there's really...
They're very, very, very similar, but no, I think cupcakes or muffins might be a little denser.
Yes, they're bigger, and they're made with a little more dough.
All right.
The only thing that I'm opposed to on a cupcake is when they go the cheap route and they whip up like vegetable topping and make the frosting out of that. It's got to be real butter-based frosting. Mm-hmm. You know, when that trans fat junk, you know, you just bite into it and you go, "Oh my god," you know, it's just not
I'm
not
with you,
good,
Don.
So.
Wow. All right. Pretty complicated. National Cupcake Day. Thank you, Don. We'll check with you again tomorrow.
All right, you're welcome,
Don.
Cupcake. Thank you.
See you. The Money Tracker. Coming up, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. We've got all the news for you at 7 o'clock right here on 1330 and 98.7 KNSS.
Security is offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.